I think many of you are familiar with the Tanzania ministry, and so many of you have supported it for so long, and we just praise God for what you've done through the ministry over there with our partners. We are privileged today to have Pastor Warrielli, who many of you have heard about for years. He is the founder of the mission some 22 years ago with Tim Neat, who you'll see shortly on the film. We struggle to explain how God works in the ministry over there. It's amazing what he does when you're over there. And we grow so much when we're over there. And it's often difficult to explain that to people. And so we always say that going is the best way to see it. But we are so blessed to have this film. That's probably the next best thing to going, to catching that heart disease that you'll hear about. We had a young man go on go to a passion conference a couple of years ago, Nick Cannon, whose family has been involved with the ministry for years. Nick is a 20-year-old honor student at Furman University, football player. If you're concerned about some of the youth these days, Nick will give you hope, a lot of hope. He's an amazing young man. He caught the passion and at this passion conference a couple of years ago and just wanted to do a documentary about missions in the world and how they're showing the love of Christ throughout the world. Nick went with us on a trip a year ago, and in the intervening time, in the middle of studies, being an honor student in football, he put together this wonderful film. It's a documentary, a story about the mission work over in Tanzania that I would love to share with you. After that, we are privileged to have, as I said, Pastor Warrielli, who founded the mission ministry 20 years ago, and Baraka Lutherson, our current executive director, with our partner. To be clear, it's really one family. It's Ubora and our partner Shefo over in Tanzania. We've been working together for all these 20 years. So we are privileged to have those two with us today. It's a little bit crazy. We're going to the airport immediately after this to fly out. And so we're in the middle of getting ready. So pardon a little bit of shagalabagala, as we say in Tanzania. And you can, the word sounds like what it is. It's always I describe it as a funnel as you start to get ready for a trip. We're in that funnel now, about to drop out and head to the airport. So after the film, we would love to bring Pastor up and Baraka and just give the opportunity for you to react to the film, ask questions that you may have, and hear it directly from Pastor and Baraka themselves, who are there every day seeing the love of Christ being served out in the community. So with that, I would love to show you the film, the Ubora documentary.
Jifunzeni kutenda mema, takeni hukumu na haki, wasaidieni walioonewa, mpatieni yatima haki yake, mteteeni mjane. Hili ni neno la Mungu.
At that point in time, I began just with these pastors I was with. I tried to identify the man of God that God had already called into this ministry, someone that we could come alongside for the long term, not just to lift up right now and leave, but to be part of a ministry that was growing and really our heart was transforming a community. I asked a missionary fellow that we had partnered with in the Arusha region of Tanzania. His name is Mike Rothbury. Mike, when I say the word, I need someone to partner with that's serving widows and orphans. It was kind of my condensation to say they got to at least be at that point. Who would that be? And there was no hesitation. Mike Rothbury said, well, that's obviously Pastor Warrielli. Yeah, Pastor Warrielli. He lives in the village of Kuransi. So a few months later, I was able to go with Mike. Met Pastor Warrielli at one of our training sessions. He happened to be in one of them. And he and I and this group that I brought along traveled to Kuransi, our first time in the village.
having some sodas that Gideon's mom gave us.
I mean, we just kind of instantly became in love with the people of Kuransi, and especially the children of Kuransi.
Guaherini!
Hi!
We love you!
Pastor Warrielli and I gathered the next day, and the sun was coming down through all the holes in the roof. It was just a little church. But I learned that day that this little church had a big man, a big ministry, and an openness. I think an opening that had only been created by God for us to come in and blend in with what they were trying to do. God so mapped our hearts out to be in alignment with his vision that he had from God.
Walipokuja, we were a team, tulitembea kikuku ndani kote, kwa siku kama mbili tufanya walking, visiting, alafu tulikuja kwenye meza ya masungumzo, tukasungumza, na kwa wakati huo nilikuwa nimeshanunua kaploti kadogo hapa, kwa ajili ya kujenga shule. Kwa hiyo nilikuwa nimeanzisha kamsingi, karumu mbili, madarasa mawili. Kwa hiyo ndio mahali ambako niliwaambia niombeeni, saidieni kuomba Mungu ili Mungu afanye njia niweze kujenga na kuanzisha kitu kwa ajili ya watoto maskini ambao wapate elimu na kuhudumia wajane. Kwa hiyo tulishikana mikono pale na timu, wakanisaidia kuombea maono, tukaomba pamoja na wakarudi.
He said, to bring this village out of its current situation, we need to educate our youth. You know, it came into alignment with where we were thinking that, you know, who do we go to reach first? We said, can't overlook the widows, but it's the next generations that we're going to invest our time and attention to. And then fill in all the gaps in between. That's our core starting point. So he said, yeah, this, you know, pray that this hillside will be one that is seen as dedicated to Jesus Christ, the education of his children. Let them come to me. And also provided just a safe haven. That's this place.
Being here, it was not a simple job, a simple task. It was real heavy. I remember my time was when I was been riding my bicycle, my small bicycle, carrying my boy, my second born, behind the bicycle. Morning and evening, it almost maybe, if not 15 kilometers, it was about 20 kilometers going and coming. It's almost maybe 40 or 30 kilometers like that.
Either it is raining or not. For me, it was a very difficult time. But I thank God because he gave me the heart of tolerating. Sometimes we reach a point where we can give up. Sometimes we like, it's like, what to do next? But I thank God for Perimeter Church for keep sending teachers to come and to encourage us.
The next year, Jerry was invited to go, and he went. And linked up, came and met Pastor O'Reilly, caught the same, you know, the same disease that I caught from Pastor O'Reilly, you know, kind of a heart transfer that took place. He came back, Jerry Timms, the champion for Karansi.
I brought a lot of groups here, and I tell a group, doesn't matter who you are or what is you believe or what's there, your life will be changed by just coming. God will grab you. He'll grab you there. He'll set seeds, will grab you afterwards, but your life will change. And that's pretty well true.
Well, our desire was to transform, or to come alongside Pastor O'Reilly and his ministry to transform this village. But we also knew that our hearts and the hearts of our people in the States needed transformation.
And like Ephesians says, the works that he prepared beforehand for us, before the foundation of the world, we're walking in those and we're walking in them together. And I'm super grateful to the Lord that he gave me Africa all those years ago when I was a student, and how it has just continued to be part of my heart. And they, when I come and they say, oh, Mgeni, guest. I say, no, si Mgeni, Mimini Tanzania, hapo, here in my heart. So that's what it's given me. Just, I have two homes.
We thank God for the people from Perimeter and the world provided the materials and the mentors who started to mentor the teachers here about how to teach for understanding and not for memorization.
Well, getting the teachers to come was a delight for me. There was a bond there. You know, they know all their names. They keep up with them. They pray for them. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. So, you know, iron sharpens iron, and I believe they were better teachers because of us, but likewise, we were better teachers because of them. So that's the sweet part about it.
When the school started in the year 2002, this village was a very poor village.
As Godfrey and I talk about a lot, there's the approach to serve the whole child.
Yes.
And they needed education, but they quite frankly needed good food as well. You know, started looking into that and adding protein to their diet and doing things. And I saw the difference with my own eyes.
Things start changing a little by little, by people, they're getting food. When they come to school, they find teacher who love them, and we are using it to encourage them.
Pale tumekosa mara nyingi, tumeshindwa mara nyingi, lakini waliishi na moyo wa Mungu, walitusaidia kama Yesu vile angetusaidia, na tumetembea pamoja katika huo mkutano wa upendo, wa umoja, kwamba sisi katika nia moja, katika roho moja, na katika hilo Mungu amea fanya jambo hili kubwa. Nasema katika Injili ya Yohana.
The partnership between America and, of course, Tanzanian, or we say Perimeter Church or Ubora and Panchmin, is more than family. To just feel like we are one, despite of the distance, despite of the culture difference or anything, but we just feel we are one because we are serving one thing. We are all building the God's kingdom. So We do. So we are family. Of course, we love them very much. Mm-hmm. And we love seeing them coming. And the kids, too. They feel very loved. Very loved. Yeah.
I think that was one of our most important steps. Don't just come, do something, and go. But come as you would as a family member. Now, come as you would as a family member and live as a family and come back as a family, and you don't quit the family after 4 years.
They know today, they know there will be tomorrow, and anything that happens is a gift. And I think that is the spirit that drives a lot of people in this country, because they don't need to compare themselves with anybody or anything.
You can find a lot of Tanzanians are going through very hardship and in a very bad environment, but they still have smiles in their face. They still have full of joy. You just wonder, like, how on earth are they happy while this and this is not okay? But if you ask them, they are just saying, like, God will provide. We always, always depend on God in whatever the situation. Yeah.
Well, the key is that the community is your family.
So when I was 6, turning 7, it's when we just heard some voices outside at night. And this was a bunch of thieves, we can call, just getting and walking. And they broke the door, they got in the house, and they were severely beaten. Especially my father was injured. His head was they threw something like a rock in his head, and also my mother had a very severe injury in her body. It was like the whole night. The good thing about it is my mother survived from the whole thing. We just didn't know anything. Even I remember when it was the funeral day of our father, saying goodbye, you know. I just remember I was young. I've never seen a dead person, but he was the first person to see him in the coffin. And that's what's always in my mind. We never went into begging. We never slept hungry. We never lacked school. God just provided everything, even in the hard situation when we thought, like, this is going to be, we won't make it. But from nowhere, God just made a way and provided everything we wanted. I remember when we were still young, walking to school with my sister, she said, I want to be an accountant. She just loved it, the way they dress, the way they look, you know. And I said, I'd rather be a nurse or save the community. I just love to be in rural places, in places where you find things are not going, and to be part of bringing changes. After college, getting in mind that I went through a community development, knowing that I'll, of course, go to rural areas to work there. So I was looking for an organization that I'll put into practice, firstly, what I learned, but also what I desire in my heart, like saving the community, saving the children. So coming across Punchmin, I knew that I was coming to fulfill what God wants me to do, because that has been my passionate. So I was happy to get the position and to work here to save the children, as I am working and fulfilling God's purpose in my life. Yep. I once visited this family. They are 7, and the father ran away, left the family, like they just abandoned the family. And these children, they're living in a mud thatched hut, but they don't have a bed nor mattress. And I talked to this mother, asking her, where are these children sleeping? You have 7 children. And she said, My kids, I don't have beds, so the rest of these children are sleeping on the, floor, on the dust. And I told her, what are you putting on the floor for them to sleep? Unfortunately, she didn't even have the rugs, you know, just rugs to put on the floor for them to sleep. And I asked her, what do they cover during night? Because right now it's really chilly, very cold during night. But she said, I have to tell them to use their clothes to cover themselves in the morning and to... just to hug themselves, they get warm till morning, and they go to school and things like that. So punch me in is the reason of harm, blessing to many family and getting things they never thought they would ever have one. Because that mama will never dream of having another bed. Because even just having food for the children, she's not sure of it. How can she buy a bed and mattress for the... But thanks to Pranchmin, they'll soon get a bed, mattress, and a blanket, in which they'll sleep now in a warm place, you know. Yeah. So she's saying Pranchmin has changed the Joyce. Might look like she's a little bit shy, but it's just because it's her first time to see us here. But she has changed the family. Totally changed the family. Teaches her mother to count in English to 30, 1 to 30, and also prays for the food. Like, Mom, let's pray for the food. And if I'm done with the prayer, just say amen. So she's also teaching her older sister, who is standard 5.
Even myself as a member of parliament, I was very much looking for where do I get a better school to take my kids.
So the typical Tanzanian education is usually to learn by rote memorization. The teacher will recite, the pupils will repeat, and they will do that ad nauseum until everyone has committed it to memory. And so one of the things that we wanted very early on was to help the teachers learn to teach for understanding and not just this rote memory.
The kind of education which are being given here, there is a tremendous change on the way children think. It's not about feeding them the material and not letting them to think, but you find the kids mentally are very free, different from anywhere we are taking children.
Crossy's totally transformed. You see the widows that we train at the market, running their businesses. And there's still, I think, maybe 20 of those widows have got their own little business that they come and that train them how to do that.
So after the consulting visit that we did to her, we found out that she has problems. She has the marketing issues, but also she has issues with capital to buy raw materials for making sweaters. And the Igora team, they are ready to help her. We can supply those money for buying those raw materials. And after selling out those sweaters, she can return the money.
Kwa kufanya vitu.
Okay.
One of the things she likes in our business is, firstly, she feels happy that she can make something, she can produce something that people can use, and also she gets money to look after the family. As she says, she has 6 dependents in our family, so providing for her just because of the work, she's feeling very happy for us.
I truly believe God put us here to change Tanzania. Another 20 years or 10 years, but we are changing. We have changed Tanzania.
Right now we are at Karansi Primary School. It's a government school. The project gave donated a silos. We built this place, we gave the silos, and also we gave 50 bags of maize at the first time, and the silos can take 100 bags of maize. This is just to make sure that the children to be assured of having food the entire year.
When we started here, there really wasn't much hope in the village. 20 years later, there's a renewed spirit in the air. There are children who have gone to our school and are now in school to be doctors, engineers.
We are celebrating 20 years of this event.
And we are now looking forward for another many years. With God's blessing, we believe that many of the people who were in this event today, they will be there in the coming 20 years. So we are looking forward for a lot of transformation.
I think I would like to take all of America on a trip so they find their heart. Only 17% of the children in Tanzania get to secondary school and through it. We've now got, I think it's 272 kids who have gone through and have graduated from secondary school. Before that, only 2 people had ever gotten out of primary school in Karansi.
And here we now have this full circle. These are our college graduates from our school. Glory, who was one of our first graduating students from the school, and our other Glory, where is she? And this Glory, they were the little ones that we used to play with at the school when we would come and visit.
When I come and we form a relationship with the child, we end up seeing the hope that is in Christ Jesus blossom before our very eyes.
We think it's so great so far, but we just laid that foundation of what's going to come from here. I do look to a future where much of the Tanzanian leadership may spawn from this effort.
Standing here are 50 acres of land that will be home to our new upper primary school,
eventually a STEM school, and then even in the future, a new nursing school. It's going to be a place where the leaders of Tanzania will be taught. The leaders of Tanzania will come to know Christ and know how to serve others themselves.
I'm sure in another 20 years to come, we'll have a different history from these children. People who will change their family, educated people. We have doctors there, we have engineers, we have nurses, we have teachers, we have carpenters, we have masonry, we have everything. I mean, there it's just like, so in years to come, they're going to bring changes, not only Sierra, but the entire Tanzania.
Those things, I get joy for. And you got it. I mean, it's a life impact. And it's worth it.
Wow is right. I heard someone over here say, wow. Jerry's statement there at the end, just it chokes me up every time I see it, because it just really reflects so many lives who've been poured into this ministry. We see pictures there of the young Tim Neat, the young Bubby Scott, Jerry, others, so many who have just given huge swaths of their life to the ministry. And it's been such a incredible, I call it a mutual, gritty, real, and tenacious mutual discipleship effort. As you know, you go and we learn as much as more than they do when we go. And we just we serve together. And it's just very humbling to see those who've poured their lives out, many of whom are here in this room. So thank you so much over the years for what you've done. It's very heartening to see young people like Nick Cannon who've made this film. Let me see if I can get a picture of Nick up. There he is. There's Nick there. But it's so encouraging to see the next generations come through, knowing that lives are going to be impacted both here and in Tanzania because of that. I'd like to bring Jerry up now and just have him briefly speak to that last statement that he made about a life impacted. Those of us who know Jerry, it could be very easy to think that he's talking about the lives impacted there, but he was talking about his life and how it's worth it to pick up the cross and follow Christ and share his love because what it does in our hearts. Jerry?
Gotcha. Thank you. Well, good morning, Harvesters, again. Usually y'all are running me off the stage because I'm trying to get up here to tell you again about Tanzania. Dave asked me just to give specific examples of transformation, or what I've seen over the years, and it has nothing to do with my body weight, which I put on a few pounds. But there's a lot of transformations taking place, and I've been privileged to have been there 20 years. So I can see it. So there's a couple of examples that I like to highlight, but I have so many. Four, I'm not sure, just walking across Kransi, those roads, and the old man, I think he's probably 40 or 50, was coming across, and he made a beeline to me. He's clearly was a farmer or something like that, and he walked right up to me, and that's very unusual. That would have never happened when we got there. And he says, "I want to thank you." And I said, "Well, fine. I'm not sure what he's saying." He says, "You, Karanti, would not be here if it was not for you coming here and helping us and our children." And I think he probably has a child in our school, I don't know. "Our children would not be like they are and happy." That was one. About a month later, Baraka and I were walking to the Maasai village portion to talk about helping him or helping them in their school. It turns out, now we have, I think, 122 Maasai in our school, which would have never happened. The Maasai and the Mazunga, two oil and water a long time ago. But we now have a lot of those kids that you see are Maasai. And we were talking to, I'm going to call him the chief, the head of the village, the senior elder, not sure what description we give to him. And he was talking to Baraka. And again, the same message came out. If it wasn't for you, he said, none of this would be, this would all gone. He was saying, I think he put a year on it. He said, it would all be gone. And you, and then he pointed to the church. This is the Maasai guy. You have changed our village, and you have changed who we are. So transformation is happening all over, and it's for a person who just comes. It's a you say, well, this looks like an African village. Now, this is an African village that was really poor. One out of five of their children die at birth. They usually will lose another one over the next few years. They've gone through malaria many times. Almost all the waterborne diseases were attracted there. And we've been able to change that village and get the kids into school, but to actually see the change through the church. Dave gave the example, 274 in secondary school. Juxtapose that was to the day that we got there. We said, well, how many people are here? It's only 3,100 people in the village, they said. And about 60% of those were children. Only two children had ever gotten past the fourth grade, their equivalent to fourth grade. So now we have 270. We have six our children are in medical school, 14 of them in engineering school. Dave will get into some of the things we're doing to find them jobs. So God has been just remarkable. And it's a story that we hope keeps going on, mainly because right now when I said we are changing Tanzania, we are changing Tanzania. They're about to adopt our curricula for the country. We rewrote it all. The medical school, we've helped the hospital. We got a lot of medicine for them. And now we're headed up to Georgetown Medical. They're coming in and are going to be our partner there to teach medical and doing things. So it's been a good thing. Y'all have, and I can say this honestly because I've seen so many of y'all go and come back, and I can go through a name. One group in particular has been so supportive for all the years. And it's kind of revitalized what we do here in the church, and that is our widows team. They make things that we take over. They have friendships there. The widow team here prays for us. And it just shows you how deep it is. So thank you, and thank you, Harvesters. I know how much y'all have put into this, and I really do appreciate it. And wherever Dave is, Dave, you didn't leave me up here by myself, did you? Okay. I'll answer questions at the end. Dave just plugged me in. He scared me to death doing this. So. Yeah. Ah, thank you. Pastor Baraka, you saw his picture. As Tim said, he's this big, lifelike man. Lord has blessed him in so many ways. In his leadership, he is esteemed in the village. He is esteemed in Tanzania. The government does for what he has done there. He loves those children. That was his fear when we first got there, all those children running there. And he has done a remarkable job of that. So Pastor Warelli here. And we were lucky enough, I guess Presbyterians aren't lucky. God laid in front of us a man about 7 years ago who was working for Compassion International, running one of the projects. We interviewed him, and he has been a phenomenal sidekick for Pastor. He's the one that runs the day-to-day stuff in all the projects that we have. He's the one that runs the school, the whole piece that oversees the school. Not oversees, he's the school. What am I saying? The headmasters report to him. So this is Baraka Lukerson, and he has two lovely twin daughters, were his first children, and so we're trying to make sure he doesn't go home anymore because he'd stay home with his twins anytime he could. Okay, Pastor, you want to say some words?
Na wasalimuni watu wa Mungu kwa jina la Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Bwana Yesu asifiwe.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Niko hapa kuwakilisha timu kubwa kutoka kule Tanzania ya watu ambao wanatuma salamu za upendo kwenu.
I'm here today to represent many people from Tanzania who are sending a lot of greetings to you.
Mambo makubwa ambayo umeshuhudia kwenye filamu yamefanyika na yale mengine hayapo kwenye filamu.
The things that you have seen in the film is just a summary of many things that has happened there back home.
Nimekuja kuwakilisha moyo wao kusema asanteni sana kwa ukarimu wenu, kwa moyo wa kimungu ulio ndani yenu.
We have come here to represent those people who are back home. There are many, many people who are saying thank you so much.
Kwa miaka mingi ambayo mmekuwa mkifanya, zaidi ya miaka 20.
Our family back home, they know that you have been doing for many years all of the transformation that you have seen today here.
Tuna usemi kule Tanzania, tunasema undugu si kufanana, undugu ni kufaana.
We have the say there back home that the family is not being looking together. I mean, it's not resembling, is to support each other. That's the family. The good family, the one that come together and support each other.
Na hili lilikuwa ni neno la Yesu pia.
And this is the word of God as well.
Kwa hiyo niko hapa kuwashukuru sana wapendwa.
So I'm standing to in front of you this morning to say thank you so much.
Kila mmoja kwa namna alivyojitoa.
I know every man of us, you have done a lot in many ways.
Nilipofika hapa kwenu niliona moyo wa kimungu huko ndani yenu.
When I come here, I saw the heart of God in you.
Kwa sababu wengi wamekuja.
Because many of you have visited us there.
Lakini wengine wametoa bila kuona hiyo hali.
But also I know
kwa kuamini.
Many of you have given a lot without even being there, but you have done in faith.
Mahali penu ni pazuri sana.
Your home is good.
Lakini mmeamua kuja huko Tanzania mahali penye shida.
But you have decided to come to visit us at home, which is not a very good place.
Watu walio na shida.
But you have been saving the poorest of the poor.
Huu ni moyo wa Mungu.
This is the heart of God.
Yesu alikuwa mbinguni akatoka mbinguni akaja kutuokoa.
This is an example of Jesus when he left the throne in heaven and come down to save the people.
Na hivi ndivyo ambavyo umeonyesha huo moyo.
You have done the same.
Mungu
May God bless you. May God protect you. And may God protect your family as you have been protecting the other family. And may God raise up your country. May God bless you. Amen.
Labda kama kutakuwa kuna swali.
If we'll be having a question, he would like to respond.
Kabla sijaondoka ninaweza nikajibu.
Before leaving here, I would like to respond if you have anything you want to ask.
Are there any? Oh, here we go, Lou.
What has your family doing?
The pastor's family. How's your pastor or Reverend? How's your family doing?
Familia
yangu inaendelea vizuri.
Yeah, his family is doing very good.
Asante kwa moyo wa kutaka kujua familia yangu pia inaendelea vizuri sana.
Thank you for asking that a good question. His family is doing very good.
Kwa neema ya Mungu.
Yeah, by grace of God. Amen. And my family also they is good, doing very well back home.
Nina watoto wawili kutoka kwa tukana mimi na marehemu, lakini na watoto wawili sasa kwa yule mama mke ndiye naye, kwa hiyo na watoto saba.
He has he has 5 children because he lost his wife 5 years ago, and so he had 5 kids, but now he is married, so he have 2 new kids, so he's 7.
No more.
Thank you so much. Two of them, they are married. So far, now he has 6 grandchildren. Another one, she'll be married in the next month. This month, actually. It's April.
Pastor, I would be interested in knowing how you came to know the Lord.
By the grace of God, and for the same heart that you have and you have for your you have been giving for the other for other people. The Ubora ministry and Shefo, they supported him to come here. To share with many of you of what God has done in the last 20 years.
I'd like to ask David and Jerry and Pastor, since last 20 years focus on, you know, helping them and educate them, but you were talking about briefly getting a job, their college grad getting a job. So what do you wish, what kind of workplace job can be bringing into their village? Do you have any visions or ideas or dream, wishful?
Moja tuna watu ambao wanajaribu kutunganisha na taasisi ambazo zipo kutafuta kuwatafutia kazi.
Now we have a program and Shefo with Ubora of trying to find some places for them to be hired. That's number one.
Lakini ya pili ni kujaribu kuwafundisha ujuzi ambao sio rasmi ingalau waweze kujiajiri wenyewe.
Yeah, number two is trying to see how they can start their own business so that they can employ themselves in their business.
Maybe I can. I was going to go answer a little bit further. Tanzania got its independence in 1961, and they've been trying to build the nation since then. Huge challenges and resource requirements for healthcare, for industry, for education. In education, there wasn't a lot of resource there. And so you would end up in the public schools with classes of 100 children with no textbooks. The children would come in, you know, from birth, oftentimes with malnourishment. So they were starting behind and then getting into an education system that was poorly resourced. I mention this because in our dealings with the government all these years in the school, we were talking with the Minister of Education about jobs. And we said, well, what are we going to do? And he said, well, there's, you know, people think that the Tanzania has a lack of jobs, but actually there's a lot of problems that need to be solved. We just don't have, we haven't equipped our children with the educations that allow them to solve problems that would create jobs. And so the work we've been doing all these years has been to try to help the children realize their image, you know, their potential as images of God. Very creative, very energetic, wonderful people. Just need a little bit more resources. So that's what we've been doing in the schools all these years. We're looking now to start a STEM school that would further give them the, equip them to solve problems that would create jobs. So we're looking at things like agriculture, the best agriculture techniques in that STEM school. We have a budding data center opportunity before us. So we're doing things like that to create jobs, probably in agriculture and also in the modern economy. But the core of what we're doing is to equip the children so that they can create the jobs.
Is the government of Tanzania, is it open to that Karants and the kids from Christian education can to advance? In other words, is the government controlled by or open to freedom of religion so that they don't have any problem in that regard in succeeding in getting jobs in the workplace?
Yes, the government has no problem with the people who are trying to do a Christian education. Our school, we teach Bible so far. The kids are learning Bible. One of the teachers that you saw in the documentary is teaching, he's doing a Bible class. So we have come up with a new curriculum because the government doesn't have the curriculum. So we have the curriculum that we have made. And the kids, they are, we are now teaching Bible in the school. And the government is not interfering the school system in terms of in religion because we are registered as a Christian school.
Pastor, you have told us a bit about how you came to find the Lord. Can you tell us a little bit about your life in the 1980s and the 1990s? What experiences led you in 2002 to have this vision and hope for your town?
Ni ngumu kueleza kwa ufupi kuna na muda ulioko, lakini niseme kwa uzoefu au nini kilinigusa ni mambo mengi. Mungu aliniita, sikujua nilipoitwa 86, sikujua mpaka 1997 sikujua sana mpaka ilipofika 1997 ndipo nikaanza kutambua Mungu ameniita na jambo la pekee, sio kama mtu mwingine, lakini ameniita kama mimi.
We have short time, so he said there is a long story, but he would like to give in summary. But he started being God called him to be a pastor in 1986, but he has been serving from that time. But 1997, that's when he realized what God he put in him, because he didn't want him to be just a normal pastor. God had a plan with him, but he didn't know until 1997.
Na katika hayo kuna mchakato wa kupita kwenye mateso mengi sana na mambo mengi sana ambayo yalifikisha mahali ambako nilijiuzulu kuwa mchungaji.
In all that life from 1986, there has been a lot happened between there, and in one time he decided to retire from being a pastor leave the church
and mateso na upinzani ambao nilikuwa naupata,
because
Mungu hajaniita,
because of some of the obstacles, problems that he went through, and one time he was feeling like maybe God didn't call him to be a pastor.
Lakini nilipofika 97, nilianza kusikia sauti moja kwa moja ya kugusa maisha ya watu, na si kufanya kama navyoona au navyo wengine wanavyofanya, nifanye kama ambavyo Mungu anataka nifanye.
Now 1997, that's when as God was speaking to him, that's when he realized that God called him to do something different, not like how other pastors are doing. So that's when he came to realize why God called him.
Kwa kutoka kwa tiuo nilianza kujishughulisha na kugusa maisha ya mtu. Now
from that time, that's when he started saving the life of the, changing the life of the people, touching the life of the people by doing some stuff to see how we can help the poor people.
Niseme kwa matokeo hayo, mpaka sasa wachungaji wengi na waliotangulia mbele yangu na ambao wanafanya huduma sasa wanakuja na kutaka ushauri kwangu na kutaka kupata muda na mimi.
Yeah, because
kwa sababu ya neema ya Mungu.
Because of that, many pastors are now coming to him seeking for the advice, trying to see how we can counsel him, support them, because he has become an example. So many of them, they are now coming to him seeking for the advice.
Maisha yangu yamebadilishwa, maisha yao, maisha ya watu wengi yamebadilishwa kupitia huduma hiyo.
Because of the ministry that he started, the life of many people have changed, but also his personal life has changed.
Marty, do we have time for one more?
Dave.
Well, you basically answered my question a little bit, but I was wondering, you're so successful. I was going to ask if you are able to share that in other places, but are there other Euboras out there? Are there other cities that are doing what you're doing?
Ubora, we've always our focus is that we've gone a mile deep and a foot wide. And so we rely on relationships. And so our approach has been to go very, very deep within Karansi and let God shine that as an example as he chooses. So we are not focusing right now in other towns. But, you know, the Karansi, there are 20,000 people in Karansi. The village would fit inside the footprint of this church. But there are other areas just outside that. And so we hope that Karansi would serve as a model for those neighboring villages and have the model and gospel spread that way.
Marty, one more, please. Dave, how can we help Ubora continue this ministry? Dave?
The question was, how can we help continue this ministry? Of course, the first thing is pray. Pastor was given a vision 20 years ago, and that vision was to simply have a school where children would be safe, they could learn, and they could come to know the Word of God. And God has just continued to expand that vision. Mm. And so we would ask for continued prayer.
first and foremost, because that is what has grown this from a tiny little one-room schoolhouse to serving an entire village and having hundreds and thousands of lives transformed through the love of Christ. And it is amazing. It's, to me, the best way to see the love of Christ have an impact. So prayer, if you could also spread the word. This is a great ministry for the generations. So many of you who have seen that and have done that, have invested their lives. Many of you are bringing your children, your grandchildren. Please, one of my biggest concerns is that this generation would have a place to plug in and have their lives transformed like Jerry's and so many of you. So if you can spread the word about getting involved. And then, of course, support in any other way financially. We are expanding the school. I will show a video later. I'll have it on in the background as we clean up. But we are expanding the school. We're doubling the school, and we're moving out to new land very, very soon based on what's happened this week here. So those things are all happening. So, yeah, we are doubling the school. We've taken the step this January, and we're taking another step very soon to start building on that new land that many of you have heard about. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come today. We appreciate all that you've done.
Ni washukuru kila mmoja kwa kuturuhusu kuwa mbele yenu na kusema asante. Ila muda ndo umeisha.
We would like to say thank you for allowing us to stand here. It's a great honor. Thank you so much. May God bless you.
And I would ask, Pastor, this is your last opportunity here before we get on the plane to leave. if we could stand and Pastor would pray us out. And Pastor, I'm going to ask that you just fill this room with that awesome Swahili prayer that we love.
Let's pray. Baba wa mbinguni, katika jina la Bwana Yesu, ninakuja miguuni pako Mungu, na wainua watu hawa Mungu, investor hawa ambao Bwana, wametushika mikono tangu tulipoanza 2002, mkono wako Bwana ukiwa pamoja nao. Mungu wa utukufu, Mungu muweza, Mungu unayejua yote, ukajue yote katikati yao, ukawe kila kitu katika maisha yao, ukainue maisha yao, ukalinde maisha yao, na kila mmoja katika hatima yao. E Mungu, na wainua mikononi mwako, mipango yao ya muda mfupi na ya muda mrefu, kaibariki Mungu muweza, kawabariki Mungu mwenye nguvu zote, kawalinde Bwana wa mabwana, kawahifadhi mfalme mwema, kawabariki na baraka za rohoni na mwilini katika jina la Yesu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.